Welcome to the University Student Union's Online Leadership Toolbox. My name is Jean Franzblau, and I'm a speaker, coach, and seminar leader. I will be guiding you through this podcast, which will be about conflict management. Let's begin with a story. Jake is in a chemistry study group and is getting really frustrated. One friend, Kara, never attempts to do the assignment. It feels like she's just using the group rather than contributing to it. Now, how Jake will handle this issue is determined by his current conflict management style. Part of being a happy person is being able to deal with other people, especially when we don't like how they're behaving. Knowing how to handle differences of opinion and setting good boundaries with others is a key life skill. So what are we going to be going over? First, we'll go over styles of reacting to conflict: the passive style, the aggressive style, and the assertive style. Then we're going to talk about proactive ways to release frustration, because you can't have an assertive style unless you know how to handle your own anger. Next, we'll go over the OACA strategy for powerful conversations. That is an acronym, OACA, and we'll go over it. Next, we'll go over the OACA strategy in action. I'll give you an example of it working. Then I'm going to give you an assignment, and from there, we'll go over affirmations to empower you to be good at managing conflict. So let's get started. The passive style. The passive style of managing conflict is marked by avoiding the problem. The person may say things like, "Hey, it's fine," when they're really not fine. This person may say yes when he or she means no, and may feel guilty or ashamed at the idea of saying no. This person mistakenly thinks that saying yes preserves the relationship. Now, in Jake's case, he's getting preoccupied by Kara's behavior. He knows she's going to show up unprepared again, and lo and behold, she does. He is seething with frustration and says nothing. She should know better. How dare she? These are his thoughts, but he never would say them out loud. Now, the aggressive style. The aggressive style is marked by someone who is angry and lets it out in irresponsible ways. This person punishes others with a cutting comment or tone, and may say things or do things that are later regretted. In Jake's case, here's a different scenario. So Kara shows up late as usual. He blows up at her in front of everyone. "If you're going to be such a lazy user, why don't you just not come?" Kara is shocked. She just got off work and rushed to get here. She is stressed, upset, and gets up to leave. Dawn tells her don't go, but Kara leaves. Now, Dawn is angry at Jake, and no one is getting much studying done. Now we go to the assertive, or what we can call the empowered style. This style is marked by respecting one's own boundaries and accepting the boundaries of others. It involves explaining one's point of view and taking the time to understand the point of view of others. A person using this style can agree to disagree, and can even come up with creative and satisfying alternatives. Now, in order to have an assertive style, it's important to have healthy ways to release anger and frustration. So we're going to cover that first, then we'll go over the strategy called OACA. So, what are some healthy ways to release frustration? Okay, let's say I feel really angry, and what I want to do, and I want to put my fist through this wall. Now, that's definitely not a healthy choice, because if I do that, I might hurt my knuckles. And if it's at my friend's apartment, I might have to pay for the wall. So let's define healthy for our purposes, that my behavior doesn't hurt me and it doesn't hurt anybody else. So here are some suggestions. Take a break from the discussion you're having with somebody if you're feeling like you're losing your temper. Take a walk, dance, kickbox. In other words, get some exercise. Breathe. Or write. There are several ways to use writing. One way is to get a pen, grab some paper, and write down everything that's on your mind. Just write and write and write and write. Another strategy is to write a letter to the person you're angry at. Now, this letter will never be shared. In fact, you're going to rip it up or recycle it, I assure you, by the end, because I'm going to have you write things that you want to say to this person using whatever language you want, and just get it out as angry as you want to be. Another way to manage anger is to listen to music. Now, what your choice of music is will determine what you need. Now, for me, I like listening to rap music if I'm angry because there can be an angry sensibility to it, so I can jump and feel my feelings and get it out. Now, other people prefer quieter music, soothing music, to shift their attention and their feeling. Now, another thing you can do is talk to a supportive friend. This is venting, just getting it out. You might not even be looking for feedback. But I've got to be clear here about the difference between venting and gossip. You see, there are two different intentions. With venting, the intention is to release the anger so you can take the next appropriate step to make the situation better. Gossip tends to be just negativity for its own sake, and usually from gossip comes no result, no good result. So now you've chilled your anger out, you're more relaxed, and it's time for a strategy for having a powerful conversation. Now, I'm not going to assume that the person you're angry at, that it's appropriate to have a good conversation with him. But in many cases, that's just what's called for. So I want to give you a strategy for having one. So this Awaka conversation is a one-on-one discussion. Now, I'll say here, if by any chance you feel unsafe with this person, like it could actually be dangerous for you, well, then don't do it one-on-one. Use your best judgment. So Awaka, what the heck does that stand for? O is observe. A is affect. C is compassion. And then the final A is ask. So the first O is observe. Use facts to describe the person's behavior. So facts like, rather than saying, you were rude to me just now, that's actually an opinion, although it may feel true. Being factual with an observation would sound like this. I noticed that you interrupted me 5 times during our conversation. Are you hearing the difference? Be really mindful about a blaming tone of voice, because that tone of voice can make the other person get on the defensive, and then that won't be a helpful way to begin your conversation. Okay, you've just done the observation piece. Now you're on the first A, which is affect. Describe in a neutral way the effect the behavior has on school, on work, on relationship, or the relationship, on your emotions, etc. Now, I said in a neutral way because if you get into the emotions that you're describing, it could really blow the person away, making them less able to stay present with you and hear you. Next is compassion. I'm going to ask you to make a respectful statement about the other's point of view or about that person's good qualities. Why? Because this conversation is telling the other person that you're not liking their behavior, but it's not them. There's a difference. It's not you, it's the behavior that we're having a conversation about. That compassion statement helps save face, helps lift the person's esteem, because this kind of conversation can be very confronting for a person. You know why? Because it tells them, well, that they're not perfect. None of us are. But still, it can be a challenge to have somebody say, hey, can we have a talk? So after the compassion part comes the final A, which is ask. Tell the other person what behavior you would prefer and give choices if that makes sense. All right, so that's the strategy. And as you can probably tell, I'm wanting you to go in that order. So let me go over the strategy in action with Jake and Kara. So Jake has a one-on-one phone conversation with Kara. And here's what he says. I noticed that you don't do the assignments for our study group ahead of time, and it slows us all down, and I feel frustrated and used by that. I realize that you come straight from work and have a lot going on. I'm wondering if from now on, if you would come prepared. So let's pull this apart. First, Jake says, I noticed that you don't do the assignments ahead of time. That's the observe part of Awaka. He's just stating the facts. He doesn't say, I noticed you're a really lazy person. He's not judging it. He's just giving the facts. Next comes the affect statement. That's when Jake says, it slows us all down, and I feel frustrated and used by that. Next came the compassion statement, which is, I realize that you come straight from work and have a lot going on. So finally, the ask statement, where he says, I'm wondering if from now on, if you would come prepared. You know what Kara said? She said, it was never made clear to me that we were supposed to do the assignments ahead of time. I thought the group's purpose was to do the problems together. That's an eye-opener. Now the two of them get to discuss, what is this group for, and what do we consider appropriate behavior for the group? Be prepared, do it together, etc. Now it's time for me to give you a three-part assignment. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Number one, who is a person in your life that you need to have a powerful conversation with? I'm going to have you write down a script using the Awaka strategy. Pen, paper, just go right through it as best you can. Number two, when alone, say your script out loud. It's okay if it's awkward. Breathe and try it again. Which brings us to number three. Ask a supportive, non-judgmental friend to listen to your script. You can read it to her or him, or speak it from memory, whichever you choose. The point is, you're practicing. Now, you notice there's no number four, where I'm asking you to take your script and do it to the person. That is absolutely your business. I want to empower you so that when you're ready to have this conversation, you've got the tools that you need. Now we're ready for affirmations for conflict management. An affirmation is an encouraging, positive statement said in the first person. I'm going to say an affirmation twice, and then I will pause. If it sounds like a good affirmation for you, repeat it in your mind, or if you're alone, say it out loud. Who cares? So let's get started. I am a respectful communicator. I am a respectful communicator. Your turn. Okay, number two. I'm proud of the steps I take to create honest relationships. I am proud of the steps I take to create honest relationships. Number three, this is the last one. I deserve to have healthy, satisfying relationships. I deserve to have healthy, satisfying relationships. Okay, it's time for a quick review of what we went over in this podcast. We talked about the Jake and Kara issue and the passive, aggressive, and assertive styles of dealing with conflict. We went over healthy ways to release frustration and anger, the Awaka strategy, a few exercises that I gave you, a little homework, and then finally, some affirmations. Now we are complete. This podcast was presented to you by the University Student Union. You can find our other podcasts at the following web address. Are you ready? http://usu.csun.edu/toolbox. Thanks.
Please visit the Leadership Toolbox website and fill out the online survey regarding this podcast. Your feedback is important to us. Your feedback is important to us. By completing the survey, you'll be entered into a drawing to win an iPod Touch. Thank you. University Student Union.